I would say water is one of the most precious resources on the moon, because then you can split it into hydrogen and oxygen and make it into a fuel for rockets, make it breathable. There are lots of other resources, a lot of titanium-rich minerals there, which can be heated to produce oxygen. And the idea is, this whole thing is called ISRU, in-situ resource utilization, and it's using the materials that are on the moon to build things on the moon. So there's a lot of development going on using 3D printers. So we send a 3D printer to the moon with some software, and it makes itself a lunar habitation. All these sorts of things, they're tremendously exciting. I mean, the moon, the regolith, the dust is full of hydrogen from the sun, and it's full of helium from the sun as well. So those are also very important resources. So the moon is more a resource for future exploring beyond the Earth, rather than something we would want to go and mine for our own benefit. The idea of who owns the moon, though, is very interesting. And there is the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs, UNOOSA, which governs it, which makes the laws, the international treaties. And I think this is something which is going to have to be developed, the field of space law, as more and more commercial contractors start doing more voyages up to the International Space Station and their aspirations beyond. There has to be some control, some idea of who is responsible.